Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 88. 88 days in a row we've connected in this manner, shared my thoughts and insights, stimulating thoughts about you, your life, where you're going. It's all about you. It's all about you. This is all about you, even though I'm telling you my stories, my experiences, my pain, my suffering, my successes. Maybe I throw a few of those in there, but it's really about you taking this time to think about what you really want and what you need to do, how you need to think, what actions you need to take, and which ones you need to not take. How do you use your time most effectively and efficiently to get to that place that you've decided that you really want to go? Posted a picture on my Facebook page with my daughter, Brooklyn. I'm holding my daughter, Brooklyn, in front of our LaCour family vision board. And we've made the habit of, my wife and I, Carrie, we've made the habit of, you know, it's part of our process to look at that dream board. We took a lot of time to fill out this mega dream board. So if you want to see what ours looks like, you can go to facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. Make sure you like the page. Make sure you favor the page while you're there. A lot of tips on there about a lot of different things. But you can see the picture on our Facebook page. And so we make the habit of, after taking all that time to put this together, all the things we want, the vision of what we want, experiences, things, life, what we want for our children and our lives, everything. All these visual pictures, family, they're all up there. And it's part of our process to just kind of look at that every single day and to even touch the pictures, feel it, step into it, really feel it. Just remind ourselves every single day of where we're going, what we want to do. Because we know that when we get that picture in our mind, doing the little things every single day, you know, questioning if what we're doing is the highest and best use of our time, it's the most effective and efficient. It's going to be a lot easier when we have that picture in our mind of where we want to go all the time, right? So that's part of our individual daily discipline, so to speak. And so what we do is I have little Brooklyn when as I do it, and so I get to go through my ritual, and at the same time, I get to lead. I get to be her dad. I get to tell her about this compelling, awesome life that's in front of her, and it's story time, so to speak. In front of her, and you know, I show her all the pictures. And then every single day, as mom, my wife, Carrie, goes through that process, she does it at a different time and tells our daughter her version of how compelling her life is going to be. So that picture I posted on my Facebook page, and one of the first comments was, it was Ben, you know, he said, "Hey, what is that, that picture, whatever?" And I made the point to say, hey, it doesn't matter what the picture is of whatever I have that I consider something I'm working towards for my dream life. That's not important. It's just that it's what you take out of it and what you ideas you can get to take your life to the next level. That's all. That's the only reason why I do this. This is not about me. It's about what influence I can help, you know, you with. So as I tell these stories, as I post my vision board, I'm not really talking about me, right? Just trying to be that positive influence. There was another nice quote on that under that same picture where a young gentleman said, "Man, I wish you were my dad, Skip." And I said, "Hey, listen to the Morning Connection podcast. Listen to my bodybuilding.com podcast. Ask me questions there. You know, I can be your extra dad." Right, I really take this role seriously. I love this role, and I really take it seriously. And at the same time, this is my business. All right, it's a part of the way I mark and let you know all about my business, Mass Machine Nutrition. I appreciate your support, and I want you to know who the person you're dealing with, who's the what type of person is making the decisions to bring you the highest quality supplements. So my goal with this is to create a win-win situation, right? I help you, you reciprocate my efforts, That's how it works, right? Using the internet, using this way of actually touching you and connecting you with and communicating with you to create a win-win situation. So here we are, podcast number 88. So in three more days, I'm going to start counting down to the 10 best lessons about life that I've learned. So if you found these podcasts interesting over time, if you found them interesting and you want me to summarize some of the best lessons, I know I throw a lot of things out. You know, when I do have some time, in addition to doing these podcasts and posting them, if I want to put a little teaser clip, I usually, you know, kind of can't spend a lot of time, but try to find a little clip that I can add on top of these podcasts. You may have noticed that lately, that can, you know, draw your attention for those who don't want to spend the whole half an hour listening to the podcast, get a little nugget out of there, right? And so a lot of times I'm kind of going through, man, that's a nice little nugget. That's a little nice little nugget. That's a nice little nugget, right? And I'll wrap it up the best way I see it. So give me your help. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me if there's something that I talked about that, you know, made an impact on you, that made you think, actually made a shift in the way you're thinking. A lot of times I kind of go through all these things and I don't necessarily think they're all that important. I think other things are significant to me, and then other people will tell me how important something, what I said, was to them. And that happens a lot of times. And all the things that I've written in the magazines, in my articles, in my blog posts, when I'll see some quote that's posted somewhere that really made a big impact on somebody else, and I'll go, oh, that's cool. And but again, I don't know if I would have picked that out on my top 10 or if I created a list. So give me your input. But look forward to that. So that would be for podcast number 91. And that would be number 10. And then as we bring this all home, your 100 days with Skip LaCour, with these Morning Connection podcasts, number 100 will be the biggest lesson that I've learned. And so kind of looking forward to that, preparing for that, along with everything else that I'm doing. Hey, let's go through our morning rituals, right? So what's that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? That with everything you got going on, all the high standards that you have, you did something that, at least for yesterday, stretched you a little bit beyond. You know, maybe you're going to, you know, cheat on your diet and then you resist it. Something, it could be something simple like that. Right? It doesn't have to be something all big, huge, and magnificent all the time. But what was that for you? It's important that you notice those things. And then what was that cool moment? That cool moment. I think, you know, for me, a cool moment that I had is I kind of lost my cool. I kind of lost my cool in a situation where had some negotiating, some challenges going on with some people on a conference call. And there's just a situation that, you know, I made it clear with the gentleman that he had a situation inaccurate of what he believed what was going on. All right, he was inaccurate. It was a situation that he was, you know, he had his perception of what was going on. From my conversation that I had with somebody, and I was explaining to him. So he's taking my explanation, and he had a certain perception of what was going on. And so he brought it up like a couple times about the way he saw it. And both times I cleared it up, and I said, no, okay, that's not what happened. Let me explain what happened. All right. And this is a really serious type matter. It needs to be taken care of. It kind of goes back to our podcast yesterday about, you know, all those high level decisions that need to be made, all the stress, right? And then it came up again in the same conversation probably 5 minutes later. And so I stopped him again. I said, okay, that isn't what happened. That's not what your perception isn't the way that it happened. And regardless if it happened that way, we have to move, you know, forward with this, right? This isn't the time to second guess this or that. And anyway, so then we got on a conference call with a third party. That same subject came up again with the same perception that I took the time to calmly and coolly explain to him that that perception was inaccurate. And even if he was accurate, it doesn't matter. Let's move forward with that, right? So it came up again to someone fresh to, you know, the matter that we were discussing. And so I just stopped right then and, you know, kind of just had to interject because I didn't want this to go any further. Again, anyway, I didn't want to have to put the hammer down in that particular manner, right? But, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to make those decisions, right? Can't let something continue, in your opinion, that's important, get out of hand. But that's not the thing that I noticed. Thing that I notice is how infrequently that happens. So my cool moment was situations like that don't happen very much, right? Interesting how a moment that wasn't all that cool, but had to be dealt with, I believed. It was important to me that it was dealt with. That the cool moment wasn't that. It was that those moments don't happen very often. So you can find cool moments. You can find things that impress you. You just have to look hard enough. You got to be your spin doctor to all these things that you do every single day to notice the good in everything you do. And that all affects your mindset, your attitude. I've said this many times. You can't expect your friends or family or your wife, girlfriend, or whoever to help you see the positive side of things. That's not their job. You know, they have their own life to live with their own challenges. You know, they're trying to be happy. They're trying to be self-sufficient with their, you know, how they manage their life. They have to be self-sufficient on how they manage their attitude, right? You don't want to be around a person who is such a drain on you. Yeah, I'm sure that you don't mind being a friend to other people. People can come to you when they have a challenge. But, you know, you don't want somebody draining you all the time. You got your stuff to concentrate on, right? And the more self-sufficient they can be, right, to, you know, again, you're there as a friend. You can have friends, too. You don't have to be this strong, strong person all the time. I'm not saying that. But, you know, there's that line where that person becomes a drain on you, where they need to just sack up, right? Toughen up, man up, and take care of their challenge. And then the more they don't take care of it, and the more they lean on you, the weaker they become, right? You become their go-to person instead of dealing with themselves, right? Well, I'm sure you've been in situations like that in your life. You definitely do not want to be that kind of person to other people. Right. Again, I do believe that it's nice to have friends and to have people in your life that you can go to share this life experience, the good times and the challenging times. Right. At the same time, man, you got to take care of the majority of all the heavy lifting, you know, yourself to be that great friend to other people, to be valuable not only to them, but to yourself. Right. So, again, you've probably seen those situations. You don't want to become anything like that. And part of the way to make that happen is to be able to appreciate yourself, build your self-confidence by doing something every single day that pushes just a little bit further than what you would normally do, right? That thing that impresses you, that's what builds self-confidence. But you have to really realize, you have to spin it, you have to look for, you know, the good and even bad situations like I just talked about, right? The more you can do that, the stronger you can be, the better your life is going to be, the better your attitude is going to be, the better your thoughts are going to be. So you're going to take more consistent and more effective actions, right? Life's just going to be a whole lot better for you, and you're going to be a great leader, great influence on other people. So got to notice those things that impress you. You also got to notice those cool moments when they happen. From the little things to the gigantic things. And of course, the gigantic things aren't going to happen all the time. All right? It's a mindset. That's why I bring this up during all these Morning Connection podcasts. I want you to be so good, so efficient on finding that little diamond in that big, gigantic mine. Right? That little diamond every single day. They're there. They are there Some are bigger than others, but you have to be able to look for them, right? And that's a skill set. That's a discipline. And that's what I have planned for you. That's the method to my madness, by having you think about this passively as you have your earphones on and you're listening to this podcast every single morning. And so what's that thing then in life that you really want? Do you have a vision board? Do you have a vision board? Did you take the time? You know, those things that I've talked about over the last couple of weeks is, you know, those take a lot of thought, take a lot of courage. You get so many things going on and you're doing this thing. How is this going to affect my life? Did you make the time? Do you have one of those? So the things that you want, your own specific, individualized view of the life that you really want. It's somewhere in front of you so you can constantly remind yourself of that. Do you have one of those? And then do you visit it every day, just like a discipline, just like you know you need to go to the gym every single day? One workout, you know, isn't going to help you have that body that you want. One workout by itself, it's a little bit every single day that's going to help you have that body that you want. It's that one good meal at a time, every few times every day, every week, every month, right? Constantly feeding your body with exercise and feeding your body with the right foods, right? Little one meal, one workout doesn't do anything. It's just piecing together a little bit every single day for a period of time, right? So the same thing with you really getting clear on what you want, reminding yourself of what you want so you have those thoughts and those actions every single day. Are you doing those things? So if you do have one, awesome. If you do, you might want to consider those. I can tell you some stories. Maybe that'll make my top 10. I'll tell you some of the interesting things when I learned about this dream board strategy, right? For me, you know, I heard about it. Somebody sent me a DVD of The Secret many, many years ago. They said, "Hey, Skip, you can really use that." I popped that in. A lot of things about that were very, it made you feel really good. A lot of things were awesome. A lot of things, I don't think just your thoughts are going to change your life. I don't really think your thoughts in some magical way attract great things to you. But I do think your thoughts will create pictures in your mind that you'll always be working to. You'll actually be taking action. So it's not having the thoughts. It's just those thoughts create specific actions that you take, big steps, little steps in between. And also, it prevents you from taking those steps that are in the wrong direction. So I think, you know, that's the big message I got out of that. I don't really think that there's a whole lot of magic necessarily in it. I really don't think the universe, you know, really doesn't care about you specifically. The universe just does its thing. And it's your actions that make things happen. Just like I don't believe that, you know, there's a favorite football team on Super Bowl Sunday that the universe is predicting, you know, I don't believe that it works that way. That's a nice way of thinking. If that actually makes you take action and have positive thoughts while you're taking action and get you closer, then, hey, that's a great mindset if that works for you. If you think you're going to sit back and just having, I'm thinking great thoughts, that by itself is going to create this magnificent life, I would want you to reconsider that. And even if you do think that's the way that it's working, I would say that those great thoughts are creating great actions. Just my opinion. But one thing I loved from that was this whole vision board thing, because, you know, I got so many plans. You probably heard, I mean, just through these 100 days of these podcasts, all these plans that I have, right? You've heard about, you know, Mass Machine Nutrition, what I want to do with that. You've heard about my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain is Your Gain. You've heard about projects like what I want to do with this podcast, YouTube videos. You've seen a lot of projects. It's like I can't focus all of them with 100% intensity all the time. Some of them are going to get kicked to the back burner, even though that's not what I want. You know, like sit back, and again, I'm always thinking about the highest and best use of my time, you know, and one thing I'm thinking about as I'm looking at that dream board and talking over to my wife and the things, the life that we want to experience, sometimes I think, okay, I'm doing it this way, you know, and then I think, well, like the book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, right? That is something that I am so extremely passionate about. And every single time I post something on Facebook to my big fitness crowd, right? And I ask certain questions for certain reason, you give me feedback, you give me input on the state of mind of a lot of us in the fitness industry. And it takes me back years when, you know, I thought the exact same way as you. And then with time and maturity, and when I realized that only that way of thinking only brought me to a certain point, that's when I had to work hard, rethink things, make my man formation. And I would have never, I don't believe I would have ever got to this point unless I made changes. And I would have never got to this point if I thought the way that I did years ago. And I see a lot of that way of thinking in the fitness world, in hardcore fitness world. And I've talked about this many times. You've probably heard this many times. But the challenge is nobody could have told me or explained to me exactly what was going on. And maybe they did, and maybe it kind of just was in the back of my mind, and maybe eventually that kind of led me to a certain point, eventually. But I really think this book, How I Explain My Story, and when you see what I've accomplished, especially, you know, a lot of times we like to, we're all in the same group of this fitness, right? But then we like to, well, that's him because of this way, reason, this reason, this reason. Meaning like, I don't know, like he's a champion bodybuilder, right? Well, you know, and then they throw steroids in the mix, right? Oh, well, that's a whole different thing. It affects your mind. Who would do that or whatever? They put them in a different category. Well, I was a drug-free bodybuilder who did, and who was outstanding, who made it on the national scene. So you can throw that one out. I may be able to whittle a lot of those things out through my story of life. You'll, you know, recognize some challenges that I even had when I was younger. You say, hey, that was like me. I felt that way too, all to develop into this. So you can take off all the layers of things. Like, we're in this world. We're obviously connected. We obviously have a lot of things in common. We may even have the challenges that maybe I was dealing with in the past. You may be even dealing with them now yourself. You just don't realize it, just like I didn't. But if you can relate to my story and all the things, you might go, wow, that might be the thing that someone can break through to you. So you can make your man formation. You can have that quality of life. You can get there sooner rather than I did. And as I continue to go through the challenge, the puzzle myself. And so the point is, so as I'm looking at the vision board and where I want to go, I'm always continually asking, well, what's the quickest way to get there? And so I have my book cover on there, right? That may, you know, get in there, finish writing that book, doing everything in between everything else I'm doing, maybe pushing aside things that I consider important right now. You know, then I already have a great writer who's written a couple books for a couple celebrities, best-selling books, that if I mentioned them, you would know, that is very interested in doing the co-writing. By co-writing, they take my story and then they take it from their point of view. And it's like I said earlier in this podcast, like I think things are important or interesting. And so I talk a lot about them. And then I'll just graze through or just barely touch on something. And this has happened many times in some of my stories and my experiences, right? Where someone goes, oh my God, what? And it's a big deal to them, but it wasn't a big deal to me. So an accomplished writer can pick out those things and I step outside of my world of what I think is important, and then they can take it all and then put less emphasis on this or more on this, something that, you know, my perspective won't bring out, making a better story, a more compelling story based on my life by just, you know, prioritize weighing less on here and weighing more on here. And that's what a co-writer can do. So that's all set up. But it really will take me just total dedication, focus, maybe not worrying about the short-term things for a while, for the long-term, right? I really believe its impact. I really believe its impact. I think a lot of people in a lot of different areas can relate to it. So, you know, in my mind, I'm picturing that something like this, you know, there's a lot of people like, you know, yourself who have recognized, you know, what I've done, you know, in the fitness world over all these years. And that's how you were attracted to these podcasts. A lot of people are brand new. They have no idea. Maybe they've been in fitness like for 2 years and they have no idea who I was until it bumbled upon me on a Facebook page or on bodybuilding.com. They have no idea of what I've done in the past. Well, what if I were to get that book out? It touches, everybody's talking about it because so many people can relate to it because it's really going to touch you, right? And then everybody, all of a sudden, these whole new group of people, bikini competitors who can really benefit from the women physique, where I'm this hardcore guy bodybuilder, right? It can open up this whole world, bring more attention. And then, you know, that alone could be the one thing that, you know, takes that to the next level, makes all those things happen, right? Anyway, those are the type of things when I say the highest and best use of your time, I want you to constantly think about that. That's what I'm talking about right now. I can keep on doing what I'm doing, or I could, you know, for 6 months, all I become, I put on my Ernest Hemingway clothes and hat, and I take on his persona and lock myself for 6 months to get that done, right? Let's say, maybe don't even work out as much or as hard. Maybe miss a few meals, whatever. I can always bounce back later, right? I'm not saying this is the only way to do it, but I come out of that 6 months with this life-changing, my life work, this total impact, right? That may be that thing that lost me, then I, you know, get back on track with my training and eating and other things, right? What's the highest and best use of my time? But how it relates to what I'm saying right now is something like that, its benefit would be longer term, meaning I got to do all the work up in front, but I probably am not going to see any of the benefits for 6 months, a year from now. Those are the things that you want to do that sit on your dream board or your list of things to do for years. And if you're a young person right now and you've got these dreams and goals, and maybe it's been 6 months or 12 months since you actually thought about it, let alone doing something, let me just tell you something, right? Believe it or not, you're going to be 25 and it's going to be 5 years without you touching that. It's going to happen like that. So you got to take that action. You don't want to say, oh yeah, I was really into that. And that's what that, you know, the point of what I'm saying is that's what that dream board's about. So if you have that, in this example for me, that book cover right there, you can't forget about it because it's always in front of your face, you know? And sometimes when you look at it, it'll make you think, oh yeah, that's excited. You know, like how I explained it, right? Sometimes, you know, you look at that and you feel pain like, man, I'm just a big talker. And when am I finally going to do that? All right. But whatever it is, whether it's a positive emotion or a negative emotion, you can't forget about it. Something you committed to. And that's, you know, the power of putting those visual images in front of you and visiting them at least once every single day. And you don't have to turn it into some big, gigantic thing. It's just walk by it. Take 5 seconds. Your brain sees all that stuff and takes it in. 5 seconds, I don't know, 10 seconds twice a day for 30 days, right? Anyway, yeah, I've got some stories. So when, you know, I started that process, I heard about it from that DVD that somebody sent me. I think I was on the road on one of the motivational seminars where I was assisting with one of those. And so I got it in the mail. I think a gentleman from Tennessee that I really didn't know. He just thought I could use it, right? And so when I first said, I'm going to try this, this is cool. I mean, I remember I had a cork board up there, and it was very hard and very challenging to even put up the first pictures. You know, I think I did the usual thing, a picture of me with good abs or whatever to help me remember to take my training, keep it going, and my eating. And the pictures came slowly at first. And then after a while, it became easier. And then I would be watching TV and I said, yeah, I'm going to go to the internet and pull one of those pictures off. You know, sometimes I would be in front of my computer and I'd print off 20 pictures later on, right? Sometimes it was only one at a time. But after a while, you get the hang of it. You're not so tentative about it. so reluctant to jump in, like, well, what should I want or whatever, right? Like, it's almost like I felt that I better take this seriously. It's almost like buying something. You can't get a refund, where it's nothing like that at all, right? And, you know, taking my wife through this process recently, I understand that, you know, she had, you know, those same type of feelings too, because I had them too. So if you do, that's all part of the process. But, you know, you keep on asking yourself, you make it a priority. Pretty soon, if you, again, you see that picture, you're going to have a gigantic board filled up with all the things that in life that you really, really want. But yeah, and so that's what I did. And I remember this one time, this one little story is that, so I was driving home. I remember exactly where I was. I kind of have this memory that whatever a certain event is, I can remember exactly where I was, a picture of where I was. So I was driving down the street ready to turn into my block, and I heard something on the radio about the Playboy Mansion, right? And so I kind of was in this process, maybe, I don't know, a couple weeks or a couple months of the first time doing this board. And so I was more, the reticular activator of my mind was now more open to the things that I really, really wanted, the experiences that I really, really wanted, everything was now more open when I would hear things. And so I said, Playboy Mansion? Oh, wow. Yeah, that's every man wants to go to the Playboy Mansion. That's one thing I want to put on my bucket list, you know, and do. Just because, you know, I started this dream board process, right? And then my mind was open. I heard it on the radio. And then, so I remember I went home and I looked on the internet, Playboy Mansion, I printed out a picture. And then what I did is I printed out a picture of some guy at the Playboy Mansion, right? And he had these two girls on the side of him, right? And they were in Halloween costumes, okay? And so I printed that out. And then, as you'll see, you know, how I put myself in the pictures on, you know, on my dream board, right? I cut out a picture of me, my face, and I put it on his. And so on this, you know, dream board with all these things, I put a picture of the Playboy Mansion and then me, well, this guy with my face on him with two girls on the side of him who were at a Halloween costume. I mean, a Halloween party at the Playboy Mansion. Well, I don't know if it was the very next Halloween, like within months, or the next one after that. You know, fast forward, there I am at the Playboy Mansion. That opportunity, and that's the thing, you probably have all these opportunities to do all these things, they're there, but if you don't put them in your mind, they're just going to be dreams, you know? So one event led to another situation here, there, boom. I'm at the Playboy Mansion at a Halloween party, right? So, of course, I had my camera, man, this is, wow, you hear a guy hears about this all the time, right? Single guy, this whole Playboy Mansion thing, right? And so I had my camera and taking pictures, whatever. But the interesting thing, when I got home the next day and I was downloading all these pictures, there was a picture of me with two girls on the side, and it was in my Halloween costume. And it was just, you know, it was just uncanny that the pictures were of the costumes of the girls I was actually with, versus the pictures of that one that I put on my dream board, their costumes were very, very similar. Anyway, just a little dream board, vision board story. All right. Hey, so that's our morning connection for this morning. Working our way up to 100 days with Skip LaCour on these morning connection podcasts. Again, number 91 through 100 is going to be the 10 best lessons that I've learned. So kind of gearing up for that. Make sure you listen there. Hey, thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. If you're listening to this on iTunes, come over to skiplacour.com. Click the link for Mass Machine Nutrition. Of course, if you're listening to this on bodybuilding.com, you're just one click away for making an investment in supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.